Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, from the top of the New York Times this morning. Senator Mitch McConnell drops his filibuster demand, letting Democrats assume full power. He relented. The move ends an impasse in which most Senate committees were frozen under Republican control. But as in past fights over the filibuster, the outcome is likely to be only a temporary solution. Your thoughts this morning?
Well, that's right, David. There is little doubt that there is not going to be a change in the filibuster rule for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's clear the president doesn't want it. And the reason he doesn't want it, in my opinion, is it mitigates the idea that too leftist an agenda would be adopted. And so if the filibuster is done, then you get an idea that some of the stuff that some of the people on the left of the party want will not get done. After all, Biden is a moderate and will continue to be a moderate, and that's how he won, and that's how he's going to rule the country. And he'd rather not do the heavy lifting, and if there is a filibuster, that will be assured. If there isn't, it won't be. And remember that what goes up can come down, and if you're in the majority by almost no votes, and you want the filibuster eliminated, then sooner or later, it's going to turn around. And when that happens, and the other party is in control, you'll be arguing out of the other side of your mouth. Now, the filibuster is something that becomes extremely political. When I was in college, most people didn't know what the filibuster was, but now everybody does. And it is a major plank that each party leaves. You know, the fact that it has been established that McConnell won't contest it anymore is because he's got the votes, including a couple of Democrats. So it's not going to happen anyway, and he may as well give it up because in the next election, he may be the majority leader and the shoe will be on the other foot.
From there, let's talk impeachment. The House impeachment case against Donald Trump has been delivered to the Senate for his upcoming trial. House Democratic prosecutors made a ceremonial walk across the Capitol late Monday to deliver the charge of incitement of insurrection, but Republicans seem largely reluctant to convict him, still holding sway over the party.
Now, this is amazing, isn't it, David? You know, here are all these senators sitting there. We know that some of the people who were coming into the Capitol on January 6th were saying, kill Pence, get Pelosi, and everybody was in fear of their lives as well as physical harm, as well as the idea that these louts would come in and try to take over the seat of democracy. Well, in any case, they know full well what the president did. And they know why he should be impeached. And yet, because they treasure their time in office and their tombstones, which will say, here lies a former United States senator, this is more important to them than telling the truth and preserving the democracy. We know it, and they're not going to vote for the impeachment. Now, should there be an impeachment if they're not going to vote for it? The answer is yes. Let the public record show what's happening. Let the public record show that Trump did what he did. And let the history books record it all. That's why it's important that there's a trial and that the American people know what was happening here.
We're also hearing Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Did you see this? Has announced she's running for office, governor of Arkansas, the former White House press secretary under President Donald Trump, said, I took on the media, the radical left, and their cancel culture, and I won. Of course, there's going to be a lot of folks encouraged to run on the Trump mantle, aren't there?
There will be. And there's talk of Lara Trump. There's talk of other people in the family running, including Ivanka. And they are moving to Florida. And there's a rumor about that she's going to run against Marco Rubio, which will serve him right for whatever he's done to support this particular president. These Trumps have no loyalty to anybody but themselves.
And how about Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, Republican, saying he will not seek re-election in 2022, opening a major battleground? Of course, we're at a 50-50 split.
Yeah. Look, who knows why people decide not to run? They always say things like, want to spend more time with my family. That's a riot because some of them, you know, have been in office for many, many, many years. And then they say something like that, which defies credibility. You know, what we need to do here is to understand that when somebody decides not to run, it's usually because they don't think they can win. They're looking at their polls, they're talking to people, or they've just had it. You know, David, it's not easy to be a congressman or a senator. You may think it is, but it's not. You got to go in every day. You got to listen to constituents. You got to listen to all those lobbyists who are trying to get something out of you. And the idea is that while there's great prestige attached to these offices, it's also can be, not always is, but can be a lot of hard work.
The Supreme Court on Monday, Alan, put an end to two lawsuits that had accused President Donald Trump of violating the Constitution's Emoluments Clause by profiting from his hotels and restaurants in New York and Washington. In brief orders, the court wiped out rulings against Mr. Trump in the two cases and dismissed them as moot. There were no dissents noted.
Well, I suppose they didn't want to take it on. Nevertheless, there can be little question that that's what he was doing. I mean, his properties were profiting by the fact that he was president. So the court may have been in a little bit of a payback mood, particularly those people who have been appointed by Trump. Look, they have to stand up against him in a lot of different ways. For many of them, this was sort of an easy one. And for the others, on the more progressive side, who needs it? There are other stuff coming up, and we'll see what that brings.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. You better put on your Bernie mittens this morning. It's darn cold out.
It is, and walking in the dark in the very cold weather is always a challenge, but it needs to be done, and I will do it. And for all of you who love this radio station and want to do something for it, grab an envelope and put something in it and say, 318 Central Avenue. You know why? Because it's worth it. Because without this radio station and all that it has done during these horrible 4 years, you had better believe this was the moment to make sure that you put a little something in. Could be $5, could be $5,000. We've seen it all, but now is the time not to let it go.
WAMC.org, no mittens required.